Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, as the three-year anniversary of the Oxford High School school shooting approaches, family members of the victims just continue to seek accountability and answers, right? They want to know about what led up to the shooting. I mean, we know that the shooter and his parents are now both in jail, right? But that's not what they want to know. They want to know, how did this happen? What led up to it? And they want an investigation, and that's basically what they're demanding. They're now demanding that the state government investigate the shooting and the actions that led to it, because really, to date, no investigation has been completed with 100% participation of individuals who are tied to those events that led up to the shooting. So the families say they're really pushing for this because what they want, improved safety protocols, right?
Yeah.
They want to help out other schools and other students feeling safe. They want to make sure there's threat assessments, and they want to learn more about what is driving these young people to actually do this, because it does keep happening. I mean, yes, it's not happening all of the time, but it is happening frequently, where
every time it happens is terrible. So,
without a doubt.
And I get where they're coming from. Okay, it's one thing to get justice on the shooter and even his parents, who had a role in it. The school's responsibility, did they do enough? Is there more they could have done?
Right.
I think these are all fair questions that parents should ask.
Especially when it's your child who was the victim. You want to know everything, without a doubt. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul boxing match set betting records at Sportsbook, becoming the most heavily wagered upon fight in years. Not surprising by any means, just the massive amount of people who were even watching or attempting to watch the fight. More bets were placed and more money wagered on Friday night's fight than any other boxing match or MMA fight in sports books. So it's pretty crazy. The majority of the bets were on Tyson, but the largest bets were on Paul, including a $1 million wager placed with Caesars Sportsbook in Michigan.
Mm. Well, you had to bet more if you bet Paul, because just the way the odds were set.
Yeah. You were going
to
get a big return.
Like, live in the fight, I saw it was going south. I did bet it. I didn't get much out of it. I bet five to win one, basically, on Paul mid-fight. But you could tell when Tyson didn't have his legs, when he wasn't moving, it was just a matter of time.
Ah.
It was a dud.
It was a dud, but I think the biggest concern that came out of it is all of the angst for Christmas Day.
Good point.
Will they be able to handle two NFL games? If you have an event that's going off at 11 o'clock at night, and I was mad because it stayed up and it kept buffering or a drop. If it happens Christmas Day,
it's a triple header Christmas Day, right?
I think there's only two that are on
Netflix. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving this year, which is pretty cool, I guess, as long as you know when to leave and when not to leave, so you can avoid some traffic, right? Because a lot of people, I will tell you that. So they're expecting just...
Sorry.
John. Be patient, John. Wait, give her a second here.
Yeah. So they're expecting just under 80 million people to head out this year, which is up from about 78 million last year. So that's a lot of people are hitting the town. 72 million will drive, 5.8 million will fly, 2.3 million will take other modes of transportation. So obviously, it depends on where you're going.
Sure.
For what day is the worst day to travel. But they say the worst days to travel will be next Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Those are the worst days to leave for your holiday.
Is that on the roads? Or
those are
in
on the roads.
Okay.
On the roads. The worst times to head home, Sunday, December 1st between noon and 6, and then Monday, December 2nd between 9 and 6.
What counts as travel? Like, we go to my mother-in-law's, and it's like 10 miles away. Is that travel?
Not
travel?
No. Like, even AAA. So, in Michigan, they say 2.6 million Michigan residents will travel, and they're saying 50 miles or more.
Okay.
So, I would say...
I need to know the rules.
Yeah. I would say 50 miles or more based on this.
If you're coming to work, that's travel.
Right.
Travel every day.
Way over 50 miles from Tecumseh to here.
You guys, we can see the first snowfall of the season in Metro Detroit this week.
Wow.
Get ready. So big change in the weather is expected on Wednesday, and the snow could fall on Thursday in Metro Detroit as high temperatures reach only around 40 degrees. Forecasters say the winds will ramp up Wednesday, peak during Thursday and Friday. If you're near the Great Lakes, waves could get very rough. Snow will arrive along with the colder air. So it's here.
Yes, it is. It arrived, but it's still been very mild.
Oh my gosh. It's been really nice. We took a walk last night.
Oh, has it? Finally, in the fall?
Finally.
It has been really nice. What, for 3 days?
It's all
going
to go away.
Yeah. It's a good thing those 75 degrees days are gone.
I just wanted, I don't think we got that brisk fall weather.
Preach.
We just missed it. Preach. And that's okay, I guess. I wanted those crisp fall days. We didn't get those. But yes, the weather has been nice.
Stupid sun. All right.
Dare it show its face.
Heather with the news.
Warm up the world.